World's largest disco, the legendary party, happens again for this year. On the phone, the founder, the creator, the guy with all the plans, Dave Petrowski. Welcome to Kiss 98.5.
Hey, Nick, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I saw the email go out for pre-sales, so I figured, I don't know. It's the hardest ticket to get in town. The thing always sells out. What do we need to know about getting tickets for the world's largest disco?
So there's two pre-sales. The second one, I'll start with that one. That's for people that have purchased tickets in the past, and they get a password in the mail, or I'm sorry, via email. Mm-hmm. And the first one, though, is it starts this Thursday at 10 o'clock on Ticketmaster. And for an extra, I think it's $10, you can participate in our Beat the Line. And that money just goes right to the charities.
It is all about the charities. Tell me, what charities does it rotate? Have you picked specific ones? I know that you you have your favorites that get, you know, you share some of the money that comes in, but who's getting it this year?
Yep, so we really haven't decided yet, but typically, you know, Camp Good Days gets a donation, Roswell Park gets a donation. There's several other local charities. And it's kind of exciting. We crossed the $9 million mark in money we've given away from the party.
Wow, that's incredible.
The party itself is, I don't know, I always say it's the best party in town. It is a lot of fun. It's big. It's the convention center downtown. Is it all the same place this year? Are we in the same facility?
Yes, we're always, we're limited because there really isn't another facility in town that can accommodate us. And ironically, when this thing was held in 1979, when it was the real world's largest disco, the first one ever, we started it back up about 15 years later, you know, it was in that building. So it was one of the first events ever in the convention center. So it's kind of an homage to the building.
There's so many details when you go to the party that you guys do not miss. You do give credit to the history of the party. You give credit to things that are going on now. And then you give credit to the artists that have been there. Some no longer available. Some will be there. The celebrity guest and performance factor is always a big mystery. When does that get revealed to those that bought tickets?
Yeah, we don't announce it until the morning of the event. Sometimes the night before, we may do it at the Sabre game the night before this year. That's been kind of a tradition for about 25 years. Back in the day, we would only have one celebrity, and that celebrity canceled 2 days before. And we had offered refunds to everybody. And we were funded a total of one ticket. I said, I'm never doing this again. So so they're coming to the party anyways. And now it's not 70s people anymore because If you were a star in the 70s, you're now 80. And it's a tough time to stand on that concrete floor at the convention center. So we try to
shake
do
your booty.
More possible things. Yes. Yes.
You do a really good job with the party. I got to give you credit where credit is due. You do a great, fantastic, you are very detail-oriented and the focus is on fun and fundraising. So I applaud you on everything you're doing. Kiss 98.5 again is going to be part of it. I will be the DJ up on the big floor again for the world's largest disco. So tell people where to go if they want to beat the line or get the first crack at tickets. Where do we go?
Yep, they can go to our website, which is theworldslargestdisco.com, or they can go to ticketmaster.com and just type in World's Largest Disco.
All right, lovely to talk to you. Boogie down. It's Dave Petrowski from the World's Largest Disco on Kiss 98.5.